So Team Honda's Justin Brayton, a sensational beginning to the 2017 Australian Supercross Championship. How do you feel the first round went for you?
That was awesome. It was a great day. From start to finish, it was awesome. Obviously, first round jitters coming in, a little bit anxious this morning when I woke up, and having the red plate with the number one on it, a little bit of added pressure because I don't want to take the red off and want to be the points leader, especially coming out of round one with this 3 week break. So I'm happy to get this one out of the way, but also really happy to be able to get the win for Penrod and for Honda and all the guys that have made it happen. It's not easy to get me over here as far as equipment and parts, and so thanks to Yuri, the team owner, for making it happen. It's been awesome. Enjoy Australia, loving the team, and looking forward to the next few rounds.
Now, we've seen a change in your preparation this year, not doing the USMX Nationals. How do you feel that has affected your preparation? Was it allow you to focus more Supercross only, or do you think that lack of outdoors may have been a hindrance to you?
No, I think it's only benefited me for a few reasons. The reason I've made that commitment to not doing Nationals was, for one, to come over here, but for two, I had a baby boy 7 weeks ago. So I knew if I was racing during the summer, it's just stressful having your wife's pregnant, and I wanted to be home with her and just really do the family thing for the summer, let my body recover and recoup and let my mind kind of get in the right place again. And it's not an easy sport by any means, so I wanted to come in fully healthy, and I had a ton of fun here last year, so I really wanted to come back, and I think it just made the most sense for me, instead of racing 12 months out of the year, to just do Supercross, and I enjoy Supercross. It comes a little bit easier to me than outdoors, so it's not easy by any means, but I'm just a little bit more naturally gifted at it, so it's fun for me, and happy to be back, and happy to keep that red plate for another race.
Now, you've spent the 2017 US Supercross Championship with Moto Concept Honda Team, and your presence appears to have brought some pretty good factory support from Honda Motor Corporation. Has that helped you being able to transition from one factory supported Honda team to another here in Australia?
Absolutely. It wouldn't have happened without American Honda for me coming over here in the first place and even going to Moto Concepts. The guys from Honda have been just extremely awesome to me. I rode for them in 2012, and a lot of the same people are there. I have one of my very good friends is Cole Seeley's mechanic. I'm really good friends with Cole as well, and it was just a natural fit. So when I made the call last summer to see if they could potentially support my decision to come over here, they jumped on board, and then the decision with Moto Concepts and all, pretty much everything, the whole package, it's super thankful for American Honda to make that happen. And this new 2017 and 2018 450 is just incredible. So it's a good time to be on Hondas right now because I feel like they're the best bike out there, and hopefully keep this number one on the bike for a while.
And looking back at last year, you won the championship, as we see, with the big red number one on the side of the Honda CR450. How do you feel there's been a change as far as depth of talent and competitiveness in the Australian scene as opposed to last year's season?
I think coming over here on paper, there's actually more depth this year. I think there's a few guys that have moved up. We're obviously missing Will Hahn from the States. But I think other than that, obviously Ferris is stronger this year with having another year under his belt. He surprised a lot of people last year. I think Reardon is coming in a lot more prepared because he was hurt last year. The Honda boys, Todd Waters and Luke Cloud, they're obviously very strong. My teammate Jesse Dobson. There's a whole slew of them that I believe it's a deeper field and a more confident field than last year. So, I was flying over here. I'm not taking it lightly at all. I believe it's going to be tougher than last year. So I'm more prepared and going to keep preparing. Every week, especially this 3 week break, it's going to be a good time to get some testing done and get some more fitness and hopefully have more speed.
And finally, final question for tonight. Looking forward to these next few rounds, we've got a few week break before the Victorian round. Is there anything you feel like you really need to work on as far as yourself or development with the motorcycle?
Not really. I just think just gelling with it a little bit more and finding some little things here and there. At this point, I'm really comfortable on the bike. I feel pretty fit. So at this point, it's just gaining those few tenths here and there, and maybe gaining a half a second or a second on the track to where you just get a little more comfort. So I feel like I'm in a really good place, but as an athlete and a racer, you feel like you could always do a little bit better. So need to work on some starts. My start in main event was great. My start in heat race was is not so good. So keep working on Stars and just keep working, but also enjoy our time over here and enjoy some family time. We've got my wife and two kids over here, so gonna enjoy them and try and find a little bit of a balance with riding and family time.
Fantastic. Thanks very much for your time tonight, and good luck for the rest of the year.
Awesome. Thank you.